You never know who's going to come in and be with us on the Trending 55 hot seat. And this is Leela Sharon here. She is the Minister of Culture, Multiculturalism, and the Status of Women, also the MLA for Strathmore, Chestermere. And Minister, first off, thank you for taking some time to drop in our studios today. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. This is a beautiful place. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Awesome. So you've had a chance to go and really take a good tour of the Peace Region over the last several days. We've seen the government itineraries. You're all over the road. It almost seems like you have no time to sleep, but it's Culture Days in Alberta. What's that all about?
So Culture Days is like our stampede, and it's just an amazing opportunity to connect. As you probably know, in 2009, when it began, it was a single day and then moved to 3 days, Alberta Days, it was once upon a time called. And then it became Culture Days. And what we felt is, especially with COVID and everything that everyone has been going through, this was our chance to really elevate so many of the beautiful places in the province, bring hope. I can tell you, we are changed people, having been out on the road for almost 23 days now. The amount of incredible people and culture and the things that people have shared with us, you come back with just such a sense of the resilience and the beauty of the people and this place that we live in.
Now, Minister, you had a chance to just come into the studios from the Peace River Archives and
yes,
Museum. And
yes.
You know, anybody that's been here, whether it's the Speaker of the House, Mr. Nathan Cooper, or others that have come up and visit, the archives are always a must-see for everybody. Your thoughts?
So it's absolutely beautiful over there. It's amazing what they've done with such a little space to just grow this beautiful museum. And Laura, of course, who does all of the work in there, has just... She's such a love of history. And as you know, she comes from out east originally and came to this area and said, okay, it's beautiful, but what's the history? And then started digging and realized the varied and incredible history, the trapping history here, so much of that, and some really interesting stories. And so I highly recommend to anybody who happens to be coming up this way, we're a captive audience right now in our province. This is a beautiful time to travel. The weather is holding. Come up and see this beautiful, beautiful space.
And also, you had a chance yesterday taking the long rip from St. Isidore to
yes.
Paddle Prairie.
Yes.
And in talking about that, these are a couple of areas that you had a chance to
yeah.
see. Your thoughts and what brought you to those areas?
So St. Isidore is a really, really beautiful place. And there's a family of women who actually work in there. So you have Marie, yeah. right, who is the, I guess, sort of self-imposed curator
yep.
of the museum there, and then Corey, who runs it, and then the aunt, who is Francoise, right, who is a jig dancer and a loomer.
Yes.
So we learned how to loom while we were there. We learned about so much about the incredible history of St. Isidore, and actually Marie gave me a really great introduction and understanding of the Francophone schools and the importance of St. Isidore in that area to the Francophone schools that spread out after Bill 41
yep.
was became law in that area to make sure that rural schools were able to have Francophone lessons and persuasion, really, to be completely within the Francophone space. So it was amazing to see her and her emotion and what went into that. And their entire families came out there, right? We're looking sometimes at seven
oh,
generations
yeah.
of families that came out there to till that land, to help bring that part of Alberta to life. So beautiful. And then we went out to Paddle Prairie
mm-hmm.
after that and met with Alden and his families and the elders out there. We saw his buffalo farm. We did some beautiful ceremonial things. I think I haven't cried that hard in a long time.
Aww.
They honored me with a star blanket. And
oh,
I just, the pure emotion of being embraced by that family and being there was really overwhelming. And then you laugh so hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're laughing about absolutely everything. It was just a beautiful experience and something that I'll never forget.
Yeah, and as somebody who's seen these things sometimes, like with the way you speak, I could close my eyes and actually see myself in front of there. It's great. But also, I guess something about that, too, is that in terms of culture, you mentioned COVID before, Minister, and you know what? Obviously, with travel restrictions,
mm-hmm.
It's been a real opportunity for people to get in love with their own province again.
Absolutely.
And do you find that more people have been connecting with their own province, mainly because of the pandemic, but I guess there's maybe a silver line in everything in that the
yeah.
fact that it's an opportunity for Albertans to get more in touch with their history. You find that this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We can't ever talk about COVID without acknowledging the people we've lost and, you know,
yeah.
the horrible things that happen and the fear. And then it's really up to us as government and organizations to flip that fear around, to understand how to live within this, right? Because we have to. And what we've learned is that people are so willing to try and figure out really new and innovative ways to bring the province to people. So whether that has been through online information or else, we opened up heritage sites in phase two right away for that reason, because we knew how important it was for families, because parents had been homeschooling at that point in time, right? What an awesome opportunity for them to get their kids out to these historical sites. And quite frankly, we have to do a better job helping our children understand our history here, whether that's our Indigenous history. And, you know, we know about the, you know, the residential schools in this area in particular and the work that's being done there, whether that is the Métis settlements and the differentiations between those and the very incredible groups of people that work to really bring that culture, whether that is, you know, when we look at David Thompson and the trails and him working together with the First Nations and the fur trade and the Pacific Northwest fur trade and Hudson's Bay and all of the dots that are connected, the very first Métis senator, you know, Her Honorable Thelma Shalafo and her family, who are actually running in St. Albert, the museum there, and they teach Michif. Like, I just could go on and on. I can't even breathe when I think about all of the things that I could talk about. The music, the amount of sharing, the dancing. Did you know that at the some of the Métis settlements where they're showing these events, they've put a sash on a 2-meter stick, and they're doing partner dances with 2-meter sticks.
That's so,
like,
cool.
Isn't that innovative?
That's
so you can
cute.
Still
that's
dance
cool
with
and
your
cute.
I know. And so that's just like a smattering. I literally could speak with you all day here and tell you about the impact it's had on me, the education that I've had, the learning, the giving, the food. Oh, my goodness. We have just eaten the most delicious food right across the province. And thank you to everybody who has welcomed us with open arms, taught us things, and given their time to us.
Now, Minister, here you had mentioned that and said that there's definitely needs to be some more awareness raised on our culture and the different cultures that we have out here. And I know one of them you talked about when we first came in, me being an original Montrealer and the French right away. And I'm sure you noticed it up here. But in saying that, though, too, the legislature's about to resume. And
yes.
Do you see a good opportunity here to really, like, bring those issues that you were just talking about with me, maybe creating more of an interest in our culture, in Alberta's history, in things like that?
Every opportunity is an absolute amazing way for us to really, really wiggle our ways into the hearts and minds of our children, right? We have an incredible education system, and kudos to all the teachers and all the work that they're doing, and all of the the superintendents and school boards that are working so hard to get our kids back into school. Yeah. But please, like, I know that the history is there, but there's so much more, and Alberta is so diverse, and just even our country, and what I've learned, I suppose, on my journey, and one thing I'd love to share with everybody is that every little town has a museum or a gym and an archivist that is just desperate to share that information that they have collected and the varied history in all of these places. So please reach out to my ministry if you have any questions, if you want to know who to connect with in various areas about what you can do, whether that's virtual or if you feel like bringing your kids out here. We are a beautiful province. It's really time we get to know our province.
All right, Minister. And usually is sometimes when they do come in, I always love to ask the personal questions. And one thing I've noticed about you, you're of East Indian background. I'm of Jewish background. And one thing that our cultures have in common, we both love the good food.
The
big, yummy, rich food,
yes.
The holiday times. And I've seen some of your recipes online sometimes. And
yes.
do have to ask... When your time is done in politics, do you ever see yourself having a cooking show one day? Because I've seen some recipes out there, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, I think my husband would have to run that. He's actually the really great cook in our family. Mm-hmm. I'm a great prep chef, and I talk lots, so I guess that would probably be fine. I think, thank you for that. I'm sure he's going to really appreciate that. But we love to cook, and we've always had one of those open kitchens, typical to our cultures, where there is a person who does the cooking, and they delegate the job that you're allowed to do to make sure that whatever it is that is speciality to that season, that festival, that celebration,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. And so that's the same in our family. And so thank you for sharing that. My husband will be absolutely thrilled, and he loves to cook. So you never know, either that or we'll go back to music. So.
All right. Awesome. Well, Minister Lila Sharoner here, Minister of Culture, Multiculturalism and the Status of Women. Thank you so much for dropping by on your way out of town. Great chatting with you today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.